If you had to summarize the life of Mark Cuban, one way would be to divide it in thirds. The first third encompasses the early struggles. He grew up in a middle-class family in Pittsburgh. His father, Norton, worked as an automobile upholsterer. Mark was your run-of-the-mill Jewish kid, not a genius, but not a slacker either. Not popular, but not a bullied nerd. For both offenders, the court decreed death by a firing squad. The prospective execution of the popular Lancaster nearly set off a genuine mutiny. Rumors of assassination, if Custer tried to carry out the sentence, hardened his resolve to establish unquestioned mastery. In a scene heavy with menace, he lined up the entire division to witness the executions and silently dared would-be assassins to carry out their threats. None tried. With the two victims blindfolded and seated on their own coffins, the firing squad took position. Custer allowed the commands of "Ready?" and "Aim?" to be given. Then, before "Fire!" he had Lancaster led aside. At fire, only the deserter died. Just as in any recipe, remember, the quantity and the timing of the ingredients matter. Each ingredient complements the other two. Altogether, they make a brilliant recipe. Aspiration is the most important. Without it, you have nothing to strive towards. Inspiration is the most difficult to concoct. Finally, provided you already have aspiration and inspiration, motivation is the easiest to add. But you might point out, it's easy to lose motivation too, isn't it? True. This is why, if the aspiration and the inspiration aren't already aligned, the alchemy goes awry. The last ingredient will be lacking or dwindling. So fan the fires and keep that motivation burning. You'll derive it from the feeling that comes from progressing towards your goal.